This is Seagulls Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Congratulations on the win, Coach.
Thank you.
This was a game that you really overpowered the other squad. They were a bit undermanned, but a big game for your squad as a whole, getting out that first game of the season. A bit of a different test next week, but tell me what you saw out on the sideline in this game.
Well, some of the things I took away from the game that I thought were real positive was obviously our face-off play. That was the same face-off kid that they had last year, and we only went 50-50 with him. You know, and we were a little concerned with Cam Maples and Brooks Ebener, the freshman. The freshman went 12 for 14. Cam went 7 for 14. And I think actually probably should have had a couple more that were right in his stick that he turned over after. But, you know, the face-off play was good. You know, and obviously with the injuries that have occurred, you know, and Chris Joyce seizing the day there on that left-hand attack spot, it was good to see him, you know, get to a good start, get some goals, get some confidence as we move forward. You know, with six goals out there today, that was, you know, was an outstanding effort and one assist for 7 points. So those were two good things that, you know, of guys that really needed some good confidence and some good experience today that, and moving forward, I think will pay dividends.
You got offensive production all over the field from all over your roster. Outside of Chris Joyce, who you just mentioned, who else did you see that really impressed you today?
Well, I think, you know, Mike Kane had just had a steady game on the crease, you know, the entire first midfield line. You know, Tommy Cirillo had, everybody in the first midfield line had two goals, but Tommy Cirillo could have had a day today. You know, the goalie came up big on him a couple times, and he hit the pipe about four times. But, you know, he's a good shooter, but I like the way that first line's playing. It was good also to see that Christian Ottenritter got a couple goals. You know, he needed a little bit of confidence. He's worked real hard, and, you know, getting some confidence in the game and making a couple good plays are real good for him too. You know, Feeney only saw the ball a couple times in the first half. You know, they only took three shots and he had one save, so it was good for him to get out of the half with a confidence and a save and a shutout, which you know, moving forward hopefully builds his confidence and allows him to be a little bit more relaxed.
Defensively, it didn't seem to matter who you had out there, they were able to get the job done. Who defensively?
Well, the first three definitely played outstanding. You know, Austin and Kemp and Newt Krause and Danny Shear all played outstanding. But the long poles, you know, it was kind of by committee. We played five different long poles in the middle of the field, and all of them played pretty well. So it's exciting to see that some of those freshmen that were in that group, that were in there playing, that did a good job. But even the second D that came off, you know, Cash Carlson, Aaron Leeds, and Joey Widener, and John Harkins all played pretty well also.
Your team did cause a lot of turnovers in this game, 28-12 at the final tally. Speak a little bit to what you saw from Danny Shear and James Burton and their returns to the program.
Well, I think they both had solid days. You know, Danny had a real good day, I think. You know, he intercepted a couple pass-offs, got a couple ground balls. You know, the guy got turned a corner one time, but his helmet actually broke in the game, and the inner parts came back over his eyes. So we got to get him a new helmet, but I thought he had a real good first day back. You know, and it's good to see JB get a couple nice goals, a couple good looks. Also, you know, he had 3 points today, and he played well, got a couple good ground balls. And, you know, just getting the game under their belt after being away from the game for a while, you know, it will go a long way.
We got to see all of your goalkeepers get a little bit of time in this game. Dan Feeney taking over the first half and then working through the roster the rest of the way. What did you see from that group as a whole?
Well, I think they did a good job clearing the ball. You know, they didn't see a lot of shots. You know, Connor Anderson had played a nice third quarter, I thought. You know, he did see a couple shots, but he held the pipe, and a kid took a shot with no angle, and he played big and made the save. So that was good. And then Colin Raymond, you know, Colin Raymond's been pushing the freshman, and he had a good day, had a couple nice saves. And so, I mean, I thought it was pretty solid from all of them.
Now we move on to a much bigger test in Lynchburg. They're ranked eighth currently in the preseason rankings. What do you see from your team going into that game?
Well, they got a veteran attack. All three attackmen are back. Big left-handed senior midfielder. It's about 6'4", 220. It shoots at about 100 miles an hour. And it's a veteran team who's been, you know, been there near the top. You know, they beat Cortland last year. Had a couple great wins. and finished there at the end in the top eight teams in the country. So they're always a power. They always give us a battle. We were fortunate to get out of here with a win in overtime last year. We've got to get better this week, and we got to continue to improve and teach the new guys the system so that it becomes automatic in a big game.
Well, good luck on your first road game of the season. Good luck on the game against Lynchburg, and we'll see you here against Widener in a couple weeks.
All right, thank you.